You are listening to episode 903. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm excited to share today's meditation technique with you. And this is a technique to help you navigate change. It's a technique you can do whether you're seated meditating or you're out walking around doing errands, or maybe you're lying down getting ready to go to sleep. You can do this technique in any of those situations. And we are continuing with our theme this week. We have a 7-part meditation series. Every single week, one for each day of the week, where we explore a particular theme in depth. So you really get to master a particular quality in your life. And our theme for this series is emergency meditations. It's for those times when you have something happen that seems to take you by surprise or shock you, and you're not sure what to do next. And as we've been exploring throughout this series, the time to prepare for an emergency is not when it's happening, it's before it even happens. And so these are techniques you can practice, see which ones resonate the most with you, and practice them. Visualize yourself doing them. Every so often, practice them, and that way, when you're in your time of greatest need, you will have these techniques to fall back on, and they can indeed be your saving grace. So, I want to share with you as well today. This is for a Friday's meditation, and every Friday I always share an herb for you. Now you can listen to these meditations in any order you want, but I do share a different meditation technique and a lifestyle technique every single day on the podcast. So every Friday I share with you an herb, and you can use the herbs in a similar way as you use meditation techniques to support you. And as always, I recommend that you check with a healthcare provider to make sure that any herb you take, even a seemingly innocent herb, is going to be an herb that will support you and not harm you, especially if you take other medications or you're nursing or you are pregnant. And of course, you don't want to give the herbs to children without checking with their doctor. Well, the herb for today, I'll start off with that. It's an herb that you probably have heard about because it's an herb that's been studied extensively, and that is the herb echinacea. So when you're undergoing an emergency, grief, trauma, depression, anxiety, all kinds of different stresses that we've explored in this series, echinacea may benefit you. And echinacea helps you in simple ways that just help to improve your lifestyle, and also in more profound ways to really impact your health in a particular way. So you can take echinacea to support your immune system. It cuts the chances of catching a common cold by 58%, and it's thought to reduce the duration of the common cold by almost 1.5 days. And this is from the journal Lancet Infectious Diseases from the University of Connecticut. And they performed a study and they found some amazing things about echinacea helping boost your immune system. So try it the next time you want to avoid the common cold. I often take it before I get on an airplane. Maybe a few days before I travel, I'll sip echinacea tea a few times a day. And that way it will help build my immunity when I'm traveling, because that's an opportune time to catch a common cold. And echinacea can also help relieve pain. In fact, the Native American Indians, the Great Plain Indians, used it as a painkiller. And it helps with pain in your bowels, headaches, and it can help you with a sore throat, a stomach ache, a toothache, and also it's used for snake bites. So this is an herb that's also used as an anti-inflammatory type of herb, and inflammation is often considered to be the root of many diseases. So echinacea does many wonderful things for your health. So it's an herb that you may find helpful to you as you encounter different emergency situations in your life. Well, onward to our emergency meditation technique. Now, this is a technique to help you when you're navigating change, when you have big changes in your life that can take you by surprise. So maybe you were told you have to move, or you are losing your job, or your health is suffering, or you lose a loved one. Some big drastic change can seem to wipe you out, and you can be left feeling as though you're in shock and you're not sure how to move forward, because of course change takes you out of your familiar territory into the unknown, and the unknown can be a little bit frightening if you aren't sure how to prepare yourself. So I want to recommend that you do something for yourself today to go along with today's meditation technique. I'd like you to go out today and have some fun. So every Friday for your lifestyle technique, I recommend that you go out and have fun. And the way I'd like you to have fun this week is to try something that puts you a little bit outside of your comfort zone. So I shared this with a client recently who went ziplining, and she absolutely loved it. It was something fun that she'd always wanted to do, but she was a little bit afraid to do it. So she finally did it, and she said that it just gave her so much confidence in herself. So I encourage you to go out and try something new. And for your technique, your meditation technique, I encourage you to consider the kind of change you may be navigating through and visualize yourself when you were at your finest, a time in your life where you were excited and really engaged with your life. You felt supported, you felt successful, you felt happy. And you felt very much at home in your own skin, wherever you were at that time in your life. Visualize yourself. Put yourself in that situation. Start to notice how you feel in your body when you consider how you felt at that time in your life. And then consider how other things happened to you along the way. You had new relationships into your life. You experienced even new foods and new fashions and maybe a new home or two. Maybe a new job. Maybe you could recall, if you went to college, what it felt like to start college, to leave home and start college, and or to start a new job and move to a new city, and how you navigated that, the things you did. And what you might realize is that when you had change, it often turned out to be a great thing for your life. It opened you up to new opportunities. So when one door closes, another door opens. When you're open to opportunities. So consider something in your life that you'd love to explore a little bit more. And when change comes your way, pursue these activities that bring you a lot of fulfillment. Go out and explore the area where you are. Try new things. And notice that even though it can be a little bit uncomfortable at first, it can be a great thing in the long run. So bring yourself back to the times when you were successfully navigating change. So now go into your meditation and just do this technique. And just start to notice how you feel. You may feel optimistic and hopeful and even excited about trying something new. And as always, I share the meditation, the whole guided meditation at sipandom.com. And I encourage you, if you're meditating right now, just meditate to the point where you feel joy doing it. Always end your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.